Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of October, we will be exploring the topic, Embracing His Assurance. October 27, His Tenacity. This Paul has persuaded and turned away a considerable number of people, saying that gods made with hands are no gods at all. Acts 19, verse 26. When I saw ancient Ephesus for the first time, I was stunned. I couldn't believe my eyes. It has impressive structures, a large marketplace, and a theater that could seat 25,000 people. It boasted one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, the Temple of Artemis, four times the size of the Parthenon in Athens. It was in this prosperous city that the dramatic events of Acts 19 took place. I am overwhelmed by God's tenacity to reach cultures, societies, and people who are hostile toward the gospel. This gives me great assurance that God is reaching out to my friends and loved ones who are not walking in the way of the Lord. God doesn't give up, no matter how lost they may seem. When Paul preached the gospel in Ephesus, many extraordinary miracles occurred. But there was also a fierce opposition. People opposed the gospel for various reasons, for religious, social, political, and, as in this case, financial considerations. Being that the pagan temple of Artemis was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, visitors came from all over to see it and were buying souvenirs and amulets. Demetrius was a silversmith who made silver shrines of Artemis and had quite a lucrative business. He was concerned with Paul's preaching. He gathered workers of the same trade and said, "Not only in Ephesus, but in almost all of Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away a considerable number of people. Not only is there danger that this trade of ours fall into disrepute, but also that the temple of the great goddess Artemis be regarded as worthless, and that she whom all Asia and the world worship will even be dethroned from her magnificence." Acts 19, verses 26 and 27. These statements caused a great crowd to assemble in the theater. You can read the outcome in Acts 19, verses 29 through 41. They devised one plot after another against Paul and the gospel he preached. Yet God enabled him to continue proclaiming the good news in pagan cities. Be assured that God's tenacity to save continues to be the reality in our present day.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!